There is an old Jaffa saying, General Hammond. They do not build them as they once did.
So, Ryan, just want to fact check you a little bit before we start this episode. So, I clicked on the Twitch Just Chatting, and your rant about there's literally tons of naked women on there. It's one person. Uh-huh. It's one person. It's all over there. It's infesting it. It's one person.
Yeah, there is one person currently. Yeah. Currently, yes.
I suggest we don't argue about this because it's not worth our time and listeners don't have
context. I didn't say that.
At the end of the day, Twitch's rules are stupid.
Yeah, well,
make no sense. Twitch is very bad.
No, we can argue because I wasn't lying.
But anyway. Previously.
If you go viewers high to low, that's where it is. If you go, you're recommended, it's not there, probably.
Ryan?
Cuckold.
Well,
anyway,
I don't know what you're recommended
for. Stargate.
But if you go to
recommended, wake the fuck up, samurai.
It's not
we have a city to burn.
Oh.
Hey, it's the year 2077. No, it's not. Yes.
No, it's not.
It is not the year 2077.
Okay, I was...
Yeah, there you go. That's the recap of last week's episode.
It is the year 2077. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, so you're right.
It's the year 1998.
So, yeah, she's back, baby.
Sorry, mommy.
My wife is back.
I thought I was your wife. You proposed to me like three times.
Wait, you said no, so crucially you're not. So, we have a returning champion in this episode.
My wife?
No, not your wife. Well, yes, your wife, but also we have the return of dude with the dumbest name in the entire series, Colonel Makepeace.
Yes.
No.
Listen, I got banned from chess.com for using Make Me Mommy as my name.
I thought you were going to say Colonel
Makepeace.
It's
a bad joke. It's not even my joke.
Yes, you've stolen that from someone else, James.
Hi, I'm James Summerfield, and welcome to Lies I Made Up on the Internet.
You've got his name wrong. You've got his name wrong this time, okay. Yeah, this joke is definitely very, up to date, considering this episode releases in, 2 weeks after
I can believe it happening to you, though.
And by this point, Summerton has already fled off the internet.
Yeah, at this point, he will already be found, have fallen out of the window at the Russian embassy with six bullets in the back of his head.
It was a sexual misadventure with his gay male partner where he zipped himself into a bag and shot himself.
I don't know, I kind of feel like we slid into casual homophobia there, but,
I'm also gay!
You're not a gay man, though.
And it wasn't me.
You can be homophobic towards gay men.
Doesn't mean you can't be homophobic.
Our friend James Summerton is a misogynist who hates lesbians.
I was kind of trying to do a joke about the fact that he's always leveraging that he's gay. Never mind.
I'm aware of it.
I have to edit this into listenability without it looking so bad on all of us. Eat me.
the awkward silence.
And it's always you that causes the problems.
Should we try and rescue this episode before we all fall out as friends?
No, that's
Hi, listeners. Welcome to Stargate Outside.
We're laughing about something.
This is the beginning of the episode now. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, Ethel's back, everyone. Yeah. No, we don't have to cut all of that. So, yeah. I'm sorry, we've mentioned this before. What the fuck kind of name is Makepeace? Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a shit joke.
Yes.
It's
it doesn't sound like a real name.
He's a military man, and it's Makepeace. Like, that's the joke.
Yeah, this is our antagonist for this week, Senator Army Man, who hates the army. So. So yeah, Makepeace runs immediately towards Hammond to tell him, sir, we already know where they are. A Tok'ra spy told us about it off camera. We know. Yeah, we already know where they are. Let's go.
We figured that out a week ago. We just didn't tell you.
Yeah, this happened. I mean, to be fair, SG-1 has been trapped there for 4 months, so.
Basically, the stream time is not long enough, so.
Yeah, just in that one conversation. 4 months, they just stood there awkwardly, not saying anything for 4 months, before continuing the one conversation they were having. That's why that recap happened at the start. They had to like, do the conversation over to remember what they talked about.
Yep. I think it's more just funny that Hammond is just there, being like, yes, yes, Davis, really, I want 3 new SG teams. I want an on-site brisket crew. I want a place where we can do root and
But
enjoy.
also the fact that they're like, not only do they already know where they are, they know what planet it is, they have a full mock-up and blueprints
of the Asbuild somehow, which...
they already know everything. Yeah, basically, the Tok'ra gave them the episode recap
I missed the drop. I meant to get Hammond going. Damn peculiar.
So we have this VHS tape of the season 2 finale of Stargate SG-1. Major fucking cunt face, whose name I forgot, says, no, you're gonna give up SG-1 because I'm a bad troop. I'm evil soldier.
Well, I'm General Hammond, and this week I'm in favor of the troops, so get me the president. I'm calling an all hands rescue.
Yes, my two face coin has landed on Lib this week. I landed on respect the troops, Hammond, and not fuck the troops, Hammond.
He's respect the troops, Hammond.
I believe that transgenders should not be in our schools.
Whoa. Which Texas?
Hell, they won't pick up a gun.
No, he's Texas Hammond this week, goddammit!
They'll pick up a gun and fight for the United States. I'll take anyone, no matter what's in their hand.
He's turned off all of the base's power and gone on holiday!
It's winter in Cheyenne Mountain and Hammond's on holiday! Topical talk about the 2021 Texas free. Come to us for all the latest humor.
Yes.
Sorry, Rice. Have we introduced ourselves?
No, we haven't actually. We're Stargate Oversight. We're a podcast that talks about Stargate.
Hi, I'm Ho. My pronouns are she and it.
Hi, I'm Mark Tisha Frost.
I just
my pronouns are she and her.
Did you say so? What?
All right, cool. Back to the episode.
What? What's happening?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. We're doing prank.
So yeah, we're at the end of the episode.
Ryan. Ryan's a he/him. Hey,
go to bed, Ryan.
Yeah, I was ignoring you.
So yeah,
being annoying. So I just
yeah, we have our big speech scene where Hammond says to them, "Some of you may die, but that's a risk I'm willing to take."
I mean, he says that, and he also says, "Hey, listen, you don't have to come." And everyone's like, "Oh no, we're going."
I will come because I'm
respect
a troop.
The troops. Leave no man behind. Hurrah!
Leave no man behind, except when we leave men behind.
Leave no man behind, unless we don't
every
like
soldier,
them.
Except SG-1, every soldier on this base also has the Hammond points. including, as we'll see later on in the episode,
yes,
also make peace. Who made the whole big deal about this in the first place? Yeah,
can I be nice?
Well, specifically... yeah, sure.
Oh, if you were doing bets, go and do bets. I'll be nice after the bet.
No, I was actually specifically just doing what
I
happened.
I want to be nice because we get the fucking
specifically...
gay transition.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying that, they specifically have, because that would be too many extras, they specifically have SG units 3, 6, 5, and 11, because the rest are
yeah, they're off
away. Yes.
So, yeah, because...
yeah. There are no... I'm afraid the rest of the SG teams are on furlough right now.
Yeah, the members of the other SG teams have all got COVID, so they're all in isolation. The 99s, they'd have SARS.
Yeah, I'm afraid, mysteriously, all of them at the same time have come up with strange rashes all over certain parts of their bodies. And it was only the all-male ones.
Oh, at the same time. Which boggles your mind.
Anyway, we get a good little bit of cinematography because we cut from the Earth Gate to the fake Earth Gate.
Yes, we do. It's Hathor. We're back at the conversation.
Yeah, I wake up. Mommy is back on screen.
Yep. Yeah, this is where I have the I would fall for this note, where she goes up to Jack and says, it's like, we could spend all eternity together. And I would be like, yeah, this works on me. Yep, that's cool. Could we, like, make this, like, I don't know, maybe more of, like, a Tok'ra deal so that I can still fuck you?
Yeah, fine, cool. All for that.
the symbiote's like, I don't want nerd. I don't want sloppy seconds. I want old man. I want 50-year-old man flesh. I want Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, we want main yes. character.
Look at that guy.
So, yeah, she's like, I will pick him. Reason. Like, she gives literally a reason why she would pick Daniel, reason why she will pick Carter, and then just,
yeah,
I'll pick Jack.
Yeah, I'm choosing Jack for this reason.
Yeah, I'm picking Jack for, yeah.
There is a reason. Yeah, we need to, like, take Jack out and have it all be oh god, Jack, no!
Listen, we need the main military guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hathor knew she couldn't pick Carter. Because she's like, well,
yeah,
this is still
exactly.
during Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you from being possessed again.
Yeah.
She was literally being like, huh? You want it again, huh? You want it again? But it'd be really painful. You want it again?
Okay.
You wanna have this gourd inside of you? You want me to put this gourd inside of you in the backseat of my Subaru?
Anyway, she moves the fucking the CG symbiote towards Jack. This is the first CG symbiote, by the way. Before then, it's all been practical.
It looks fucking goofy as shit.
It's like this weird CGI like snake thing.
Yeah. Is Jack gonna go for the symbiote?
Yeah, it looks
we'll
like
never
the first
know.
CG symbiote.
It's the
I'll
smart move to try
what?
And fucking kill the thing. But MedTech number. I have the only other named character in this scene. The cryofreeze tech. That's Jack.
I wonder if she's the Tok'ra. Ah. I wonder if only other distinguishable character in this place might be. I wonder if it's Gorbachev, Hathor,
or Miss Tok'ra,
unnamed extra six, or yes, Miss Tok'ra.
She's even wearing the sash. we're being fancy. We're shooting like a story in three parts right now because we're following the SG teams, SG-1, and we cut back to Chulak to find Teal'c, who has just walked town, I guess.
Yeah, he's just sort of like hanging in there.
Last time they went to Chulak, right, the gate was heavily guarded, lots of armed, angry men, and Teal'c has just proven that actually, no, you can just walk.
Hang on a second. Yeah, Teal'c just walks in.
Your presence in the home with our wife is greatly appreciated.
Except Frotak is dead. His wife is in the Land of Light, so it's Braytak's house now.
Yeah, he's sitting there, dying of, very clearly not fatal injury. He's like, please, Teal'c, I've always thought if you like a son, I'm gonna die soon. And Teal'c's like, you're fine, you're actually fine. No, dude!
I'm in pain!
No, you're actually okay. You don't even have any like visible injuries, dude. I think you're okay.
No, dude, I'm gonna die. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Do you want some water? Are you just dehydrated?
They all kicked me to the ground. Apophis's former guard. They kicked me on the floor, and they called me a little pee-pee piss boy, and they took my monster energy can and poured it on the floor in front of me. Then they laughed at me.
I was just trying to bring them potato.
They read out my fanfic in front of everyone. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah, survival bullshit.
He's just fine. Yeah, he's like, please, I need an army to face. I need an army, and like he's at the start of Gothic 2, he's like, I have no armor right now. Please, can I have some armor? Can I have some armor already, please?
So the people are like, everyone's like worried that Apophis's kid will show up, Chloral. And that he'll be just as bad as his dad, and they don't want to like risk his wrath because
he's like 4 foot tall.
But
you can push him over.
Bright gold serpent guard armor.
Yeah, you can still push him over. He's a short kid. Just push him over.
Where is your god now? Pushes him over.
Yeah, we push him over onto his, like, back.
Like a tortoise.
Now, what you do then is you, like, drag him along and you give him a swirly.
Yeah, you pushed... look, there's a beat that, like, we're under the beating sun right now in the middle of the desert. You've pushed over Chlorel onto his back. He's struggling to get up and he's dying, and you're not helping him. Why are you not helping him, Hope?
Because I know this is the Blade Runner reference. Yeah, kill him! I mean, Jack wants Scarra back, but oh well.
I just stomp his brain in.
Anyway.
Just crush his head.
Yeah, you can have it back in a body bag. Anyway.
Listen, they wasted Hathor for this scene. You will kill your friends. You will. You will watch as I make a better speech. So cliched.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my note, you say that, but my note here was just in all caps. I will, Neil Queen. I will.
Yes, you're simping harder than I am. Yeah, the problem is, right,
yeah,
between
she's
the
like...
first episode where she showed up and this episode, I've gotten, like, 3 girlfriends. So it's like, I'm not so sold on her now.
Yeah, well, I think she's a dummy lady. It's more than just random lady. Come on. She's an evil dummy lady. It's specific.
Oh, you're not so horny.
It's later targeted to me.
A very nice dummy German woman has got me a collar.
They found my kink. Oh, damn. Yeah. Yeah. No. What I think is really hilarious about this scene is she's like, "You will kneel before me. I am the unstoppable, amazing gold queen," and then immediately make peace.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we're here to conduct a rescue. We will be stealthy.
Yeah, we are already here.
Bang, 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 bang.
Not only are they already here, but they successfully take down enough of the guards that they're able to just get Daniel and Carter
now. World's worst fucking prisoner. Local guards so bad at holding prisoners asked to leave life forever. Like, he's not even holding them properly. He just sort of stands there, lets them go, and then they just leg it.
And now I'm going to walk away into another room. I hope the one woman I've left with Jack isn't
the
Tok'ra spy.
Wearing the I am a Tok'ra badge.
Hello, Jack. It is I. I am the Tok'ra spy. And my solution to defeating this ghoul that they've put in you is to just put you back in the freezer that's right here that they left us with no one to guard and stop us.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, we're just going to put you in the pod to relax. No, you're going in the pod to freeze, bitch.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, again, just left here, no guard. What is your plan,
Hathor? I mean, that's
kind
of the whole point of the Tok'ra, so they can be in these situations.
Yeah, but, like, you would expect her to have left some of, like, the actual soldiers there to guard this area? Because of how important Jack is right now?
There's no reason to. Fine, no reason to. Like, I can trust my one loyal Gould. I can trust Mrs. Tok'ra.
Nah.
Yeah, God, I sure hope she's not a Tok'ra.
Exactly.
I mean, the Tok'ra can't be that bad. They have Ra in their name.
Yeah, my name. Like, Tok'ra. Yeah, Mrs. Tok'ra.
I'm a big fan of Ra.
Just doing what fucking Umai Emery did and, like, spraying their hair brown to be like, yeah, I'm definitely not Jolinar of Malkshook. I'm Molinar of Bulkshook.
No, I'm Joryu Jazuma.
Episode without a Yakuza reference.
Bulkshook?
Yes. Anyway, next bonus episode, Ryan and I are tying Hope to a chair and saying, no, fuck you, we are doing Yakuza 3 as a bonus episode.
Do a bonus stream under the Stargate Oversight banner. I'm not stopping.
No, we are doing an entire video game. We are watching the, like, 8-hour long cutscene thing.
You do know in Revenge I will make you watch Bone Kickers.
No. We're going to make you watch the 10-hour cutscene.
You know how bad that is, right?
YouTube.
Bone Kickers is a BBC show that was so bad ITV sold the DVD.
Sure, fuck you. I don't care.
Buy me Yakuza 3 and we'll do a stream.
Hope.
No.
You're not getting out.
When we said this, it's gonna be an episode, and it's gonna be like 20 hours long.
I'll just release it unedited.
Then we'll fire it.
You can't fire me.
I can. I'm HR and payroll.
Here's payroll. I do all the editing. You can't have a podcast without me. Are you willing to put the time and the effort in?
Thanks, Ryan.
Yes.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan, for stepping up and offer to take some burden of Hope and doing the editing for the podcast. It's so nice of you.
Do you put the time in?
I mean, listen, as I've said, I'm happy to do the editing. What I would like is if one of you two would happily, like, make sure to, like,
oh, you really think I would not just forget about it and not have an episode?
It's a great way to grow
really
the
think?
Fucking podcast.
Yeah, I'll do that eventually.
Yeah, all right, anyway, this is the end of the
episode. So she shoves Jack in the freezer and make peace and go like, oh, shit, well, we could go and get Jack, but there's bad vibes at the gate, so we're gonna have to go.
Oh no! Well, hold up, not yet. You missed that one scene, because literally as soon as the Tok'ra lady, who's actually a Tok'ra, oh my god, as soon as she puts Jack in the freezer, literally turns around and Hathor is teleported behind her.
You fucking traitor! I trusted you.
Where were you? Where were you? Hathor, where were you?
She was out of the room, rubbing one out of frame. I don't know.
Where did she go during that little bit? But like,
went to go and talk to Colonel Trotsky about the Soviet Union. I don't know.
You went to go. Yeah, she went to go talk to. I don't know. Fucking
Colonel Gorbachev.
Going to talk to good old Khrushchev, whatever his name is. Whatever. I don't know where I was going with the joke. That's fine. Yes, like you said, make peace is like, oh, by the way, I threw the coin again.
Yep. All right.
And it's landed on
fuck
the troops.
We're losing control of the gate.
So we're leaving.
The troops, let's go. Leave Jack behind. I mean, let's be real. We know what's going through Makepeace's mind. Holy shit, if Jack dies, I can get SG-1 command. Yes, yes, yes. Let him die. Let him die.
Please. If I can have SG-1 command, I will probably have considerably more plot armor than I have right now.
But yes, meanwhile, on Chulak, Teal'c decides that it's time to start the revolution. And by start the revolution, I mean I'm going to beat up two random heavies and tell this local woman to summon the boys.
Well, he doesn't just say the local woman. Oh, you're underselling.
I am
you're underselling the scene. What he does... Oh, fuck. Let's try that again.
Listen, get the ball.
Teal'c
goes misogyny mode again. Yes, he's like, woman, shut the fuck up, woman.
Yeah.
How dare you talk to me like this, woman?
Fetch the boys.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, so
it really is. What are you doing here, women?
Boys,
get the men.
Again, the other boys. And
it
woman,
really
too.
Boys are back
holy
in town.
Shit. You.
No, 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 no. I think what you mean is... I think it means something completely different, actually.
Damn it!
Boys are back in town. The boys are back in
Unfortunately, as they try to approach the gate, there's one problem.
Colonel Volgan is
there. Colonel Volgan is there. He has used his electricity. He has used his electricity powers to make a giant shield, and then from the with Earth, he summons two giant towers with big guns on them.
I don't get it. Why is this Russian man yelling random Japanese?
Why is he suddenly catching on fire?
what does Kuwabara mean? I'm Russian.
I don't know.
It's fucking crazy.
Again, as we said before Ryan arrived last time, days since Metal Gear reference counter is permanently at zero. We don't have...
We cannot, stop making Metal Gear references.
That's basically because this podcast is... anything vaguely military happens, Soyjack Point is... This is literally Metal Gear.
Metal Gear! Ow, I can't do that voice. It hurts my throat too much.
Yeah, so... The shield comes up and a bunch of, really fucking weird turrets.
Yeah, it is weird that instead of having,
They're not really a turret. It's not really a turret, though, is it? Well, no, but in the sense that it's just a tower with what is essentially just a guy with a regular staff weapon up there, more or less.
A slightly bigger, more powerful one, I think.
It's like we've got turrets here to defend our position, and it's just a guy with an AK, a slightly elevated.
Yeah, they're frantically regretting not putting more points in two turrets.
Yeah, we've got a guy on the back of this Range Rover holding an AK. Is this a technical?
Yeah, that's it. They tried to make a technical and failed. Is this a technical? Probably.
Yeah, so... oh no! What are we gonna do?
Let's hide in these conveniently placed Tok'ra tunnels.
They fall into the Tok'ra Hamas tunnels. Look, Hamas is getting so prolific now, they're even tunneling under other planets. We have to stop them.
Yeah, they go
we
down
have
there,
to
they
stop
meet,
them.
They meet, the remnants of Bug Hamas who are hiding out there and are going somewhere else, and they both sort of, nod, go the other way. Frosty? Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, you're hello. Staticky, sweetie. Oh. Hello?
Yeah.
Wait for hello? I think Frosty's got mic problems or something.
Hello? Yeah.
Frosty!
Whoopsie doodle.
Nice. I'm kind of waiting because I'm not doing too many pulls because I know
I just looked into Star Rail for the first time in forever and it gave me 1700 fucking things, so I'm just doing pulls.
Fair.
I mean,
I don't care. I saw that character's Is this a woman? And I was like, so disappointed. Look,
like, I like having dudes in my party because it's rare.
Hello?
To get dudes in your party.
Yeah, my mic just fucked up.
This is unfortunate.
And my Audacity is no longer recording.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Was. Are we good to carry on?
Not yet. Give me a second.
That was weird.
Let me just do this real quick. Yeah, now we're good. Sorry.
Okay. So, they're in the tunnels. They run past Bug Hamas, who are going the other way, running from something else that was going on a few episodes ago. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Carter says something anti-Semitic for some reason. Yeah, they are just, and unfortunately, they run headfirst into an invisible wall.
They do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. Beyond this point, it's out of bounds. There's no map there.
You can't go that way. Sorry. Maybe we'll add it in a future update.
So they're trapped in there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back in Cheyenne Mountain.
I'm panicking.
They haven't come back yet. Something's gone wrong.
The boys.
Let's open the gate and use the map to talk to them.
Come in.
So, like, yeah, the gate, like, sits open for, like, a good while, allowing them to just radio communicate between the team and Cheyenne Mountain and be like, don't worry, we're super duper going to send you reinforcements soon. And it takes Colonel Volgin a surprising amount of time to realize the spinning robot thing next to him might have something to do with the gate that just opened.
Yeah.
He's like, huh, oh. Oh, this probably shouldn't be here. So yeah, he kills our boy the mouse.
Chat, really? Gone too soon.
We lost a real one.
Yeah, I mean, literally going, okay, what? It's kind of obvious.
Yeah, a real one. Yeah.
Yeah. So literally, as soon as this connection cuts, fucking Major, I hate the troops, arrives and says, "By the way, fuck off. You're not actually going to." Send troops? I could have told you this before you promised it, but no.
Yeah, sorry. SG-1 is just one team. You've already thrown away enough lives. Fuck you. Stop wasting the troops.
Yeah, we were just talking to Clinton. He thought it'd be really funny if we, like, told you after the call.
Yeah, but you know what Clint is like. You know, he's a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, he's a bit of a joker, right? He loves having fun. Especially, you know, you should know Hammond. You hang out with him all the time on that island that you go to.
Wait, who's Clint?
What?
Don't mind me. I'm just...
Okay, they're in the tunnels. And they... come up with a plan.
Carter will be off. Carter's going to grab the sneaking suit. She's going to go off on a solo mission.
Hey, I know this is said every single time in any kind of sci-fi media analysis or critique or whatever, but it applies every time. It's true in this case, and it's always true. Put your fucking shield generator inside your shield. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not, is it?
No, it's not. That's how they can get to it. If it was inside the shield, they wouldn't be able to reach it.
She's right. They fucked. They done fucked it up.
It is okay. I won't spoil it just yet, but it is fun where it turns out that it actually
is.
It is fun, but I will have to go off on my own with a sneaking suit, like you said. You can't come with me because if you don't have enough boys, you'll get tilted at the towers.
We can't have you ending up at Tilting Towers.
I wrote that joke down. And I had to get it in. I'm sorry. So yeah, they've got a two-prong attack, right?
That's the very special plan.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't go immediately wrong in the same scene and we already get caught.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it now because we're in the House of Braytak. And it's Hounder. Braytachio Braytak is here.
God damn it!
And he's like, hey everybody, I know you all hate Teal'c. Like, look, I know you're all really angry. I know you really like the old Kratos voice actor, but he's really good, trust me.
He gave a really, really long speech at the Game Awards, but he's learned this time he's fit himself in between ad breaks this year. Yeah, no, this year he trolled Call of Duty, and all the Call of Duty devs are mad.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, this year he fucking did something amazing, though.
Yeah, wouldn't know, because I got better things to do with my time to watch the Game Awards. She lied.
Some of the Call of Duty devs really
I'm banned from Twitter.
Really funny.
I don't read Twitter beef.
I'm sorry, but you shouldn't, like, people still play Call of Duty for the campaign. You should not release a Call of Duty with, like, a 2-hour campaign.
Yeah, that sucks. Also, well, even if it had a good campaign, there's still a problem. You have to have all of Modern Warfare 2 installed to be able to play Modern Warfare 3. I was already pissed off that you had to have Warzone installed to play the fucking Modern Warfare 2 campaign. Now you have to have all of that and everything else of Modern Warfare 2 to be able to play Modern Warfare 3 and also the new Warzone on top of that. Yeah. It's dumb.
It's very dumb.
So, Teal'c arrives, dripped out in some new armor.
It's the same old Serpent Guard armor, let's be real. It's been polished, though, and it's a good look.
It looks good.
Hell yeah.
I want some. Look, he got the legendary drop version of it.
There is a Polish mall that has a set of Horus Guard armor just casually out there on display.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing. It's just there.
It's just there, yeah. They have their Gould weapons waiting in case Russia breaks through Ukraine.
Exactly.
I mean, all right.
He gives a rousing speech saying, "We are not slaves to false gods. They are only as strong as they have people serving them. You must join with me and we will together liberate our people from the Gould. Are you with me?
Will you rule the galaxy as father and son with me?"
Yeah, and resounding audience answer from the room is no. And almost everyone leaves the room. Except like four dudes, which is important for later on, I will point out.
One random guy in a cloak.
And immediately the guy in the cloak takes his hood off. It's a new drop.
I don't have it.
Specifically, it's a new car. It's a new gacha drop.
Rare Hammond.
Troop Hammond. Hammond. Yeah, not respect the troops, not fuck the troops. It's Hammond is a troop.
It's so good seeing Hammond in fatigues.
Yeah, he's just showing up. He's like, fuck it. If you won't let me do anything, I'll just go in myself. The first time in the series he's ever done this. I feel like there are several more times that he could have and should have also done this.
Don't
but...
worry about it.
But he's here now, I guess.
Yes.
That's cool.
And he's here
I guess.
Tonight.
Also, he's here tonight. Mm. Yeah. You want to? Should I bring him out, folks? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, well, we know why they did this, though.
Troops.
We have Braytac. We want it. We bring in Hammond here so he can say the Hammond of Texas line again because it's funny.
We need to hear about Drop Not Found.
I have it somewhere. Don't worry,
probably. I have too many.
Me too.
Thank you. Hammond of Texas. I found it as soon as you did yours.
So, we have the Braytac scene again, basically, at this point. Hi, it's me, the Tok'ra person. I'm dying, even though I'm probably not actually dying.
Oh, she's doing... At least she's... you said that, Frosty, and it immediately brought to mind the most cursed thing that will make you lose your shit.
Yeah?
I'm not dead. I'm just very badly burned. If someone could open the hatch and let me out...
What?
I don't even know that.
Austin Powers!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Christ,
I have blocked those movies out of my mind, and I went to 3 live shows from a podcast I love about those movies.
It's a bad film.
No, then.
Oh, they're fucking bad! They suck so much.
Like, honestly, those movies aren't... Like, anyone... Like, those movies aren't good, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty painful.
Like, they're
you don't need to apologize. I'm agreeing with you.
Boomer humor.
You didn't make them. You didn't make them.
It's actually nuts that people thought they were good.
No. Fuck them.
Sorry. Sorry. To
they think... they think jokes about
sorry to people who think
how trans women are secretly men and being in brown face are funny. Go fuck yourself.
Understandable. Have a nice day.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck off. We don't want you here. I don't respect you. Yeah, if you like Austin Powers, I don't respect you.
Frosty does not respect the troops.
I see the troops love the movies. Yeah, all of the troops love those movies, and by saying
Austin
that we don't respect the movies, we don't respect the troops.
Listen,
now
we all know
no.
The troops' favorite movie is the OG with the train coming towards you that looks like it's gonna hit you because they think the train's gonna hit them.
the train's coming! I love how that's spread so much and it's completely unsourced.
Yeah.
Like, it was a novelty for people at the time, but I'm pretty sure they sat down in the room and realized the train was, in fact, not coming towards them. They hadn't seen movies before. They had seen photographs before.
The real clue is there is no stench of rat viscera or other associated noises with trains.
I think the reactions most people would have probably had is, oh, cool, this is like a photograph, but it moves.
The moving picture house. That's why it's called that, soy pointing.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be really cool if it also had sound?
And not just a guy playing piano.
Honestly, could you imagine if, like, could you imagine a low-budget, like, theater, and they're, like, they have, like, Endgame on, they don't have any speakers? They have to have a guy, like, they have to have, like, a guy reading off the script and, like, have another bunch of people behind them just doing a cappella of the score.
Yeah, they're doing, like, sound effects. Pow!
Yeah, by the way, it's in, like, a really tiny old, like, black and white screen as well. You have to sit really close to it.
Are we capable of staying on topic? No.
No, we're not. Hey, we're a good length for the episode, at least.
I think Ryan's dead.
So, okay, bye, Ryan.
Aaron.
Okay, we're back. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. So, okay, actually, here's another point again, right? Mm. So, here's what happened. The Tok'ra put Jack into the icebox, right? Then, as soon as she did that, Hathor reappeared. And then Hathor left. And then they had a conversation about how she's dying, right? And then Carter showed up, right? And then Hathor appears again. Where is Hathor going in these scenes?
She's doing her makeup, like, she goes to do something. She's like, oh, shit! Oh, a little bit of dust fell on my eyeliner. I have to redo my entire makeup.
ADHD queen.
Yeah, she has ADHD. She's like a little run in her makeup. It's like, oh, there's a run in my tights. Fuck. And then she's got to like take everything else off as well.
Oh shit, there's a guy left
the Tok'ra. I didn't kill her. Fuck. She just grabs the knife. She's like, wait, why did I grab this knife? And just starts like carving a turkey.
We at this point get the funniest scene in the entire episode.
Yes, we do.
So she starts like blasting at Carter, which for some reason is sort of just gives her a headache.
The glowing palm thing that kills you very slowly and makes
Jack does yet another stealth attack. Yeah, Jack does another stealth attack and just pushes her into like the ice pit. And she just falls forever into the ice. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for like the they do a continuation of this show and then they have Oscar Isaac say somehow have a return.
Hate, so much hate. We're near the end.
We're near the end, yeah. We're not doing too bad on time.
Fucking Jesus Christ. How long's left in the episode? Jesus Christ.
Somehow the episode
returned. I know, that's why I'm saying it like I'm saying
anyway,
it like
anyway, Jack and Carter have a song and she's just info dumping
somehow,
to him.
Hathor returned.
While he is frozen and has just murdered Hathor. Sorry, killed. Murder!
Yeah, I think Jack needs the Yakuza 3 fix for this situation, which is immediately waking up and having perfect aim with a gun. Yeah, imagine if Jack had guns for hands instead. We get the scene now, which you called Jafar Return with the V.
Yes. So, because they are contractually obligated by the Vancouver Tourist Board, they need to walk through the woods. Because Braytac hit something here 100 years ago.
Jafar Return.
Yeah, I hit a plane here 100 years ago.
And, yeah, then we get the thing that the ideology for this episode.
There is an old Jafar saying, General Hammond. They do not build them as they once did.
I mean, I don't think that's really ideology. It's just a ha-ha, get it? They have an old saying, but guess what? It's a people saying, too!
We have that saying, too! We
Soy Jack pointed screen. I know
Spider-Man
that saying.
Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're going to have to thread the needle, Hammond. What does that mean? I don't know, Hammond. What the fuck do you think that means? I don't know. We have a plane here, and we're currently sitting right next to a Stargate with this plane. And this plane is slightly smaller than the Stargate. I don't know what that could mean, though.
And the plane that normally would not be able to fit in the Stargate is now capable of fitting in the Stargate. I wonder why.
So, yeah.
With the plane.
So,
that could fit
Jack
in the
and
Stargate.
Carter, like, return to the fake Stargate?
Because Chokra, who is not dead, she's just very badly hurt and may heal in time.
Oh, yeah. She's like, there is an energy signal. Yes, take this thing which tells you where it is.
Yeah, take this glowing... Oh, by the way, I was looking it up. The thing they used to, like, verify the probe was working last episode? That was a nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, I do as well. They're like, where could this generator
what if I
be?
I love switch that. Here with the blinking. Pull this switch to progress the
what
episode.
What if I pulled this lever that wasn't here last time?
This lever that's not in the standard gate room.
No, specifically, what if we pull this lever that wasn't here the last time we were here?
Pull the lever.
So yeah, he pulls the lever, and okay, I will say it is kind of fun that the they had like a hidden little wall behind the fake gate, and it opens
it's
up, and the generator is in
it's
there.
It's like a
that
massive
kind of cool.
fucking turbine thing that we've net looks nothing like any other shit we've seen.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
It's
kind of cool.
Ancient
though.
Nuclear reactor that they just found.
Yes.
Like, I thought it was like 3 days away from Chernobyl the whole operation.
Okay, Jack, here's the plan. We will put some bombs on these generators, and then we will run back to the ambush point, which I'm sure is still fine.
Yep.
And then we will detonate it,
I'm
and they
sure
will go.
The have definitely not been got.
So they arrive back at the gate and overlook it near on like in a grassy knoll nearby and find our guy's got caught.
Fucking Captain Gorbachev is there and he's decided to give an ultimatum to empty ground. You will give me Pizza Hut. You will give me Pepsi for these ancient nuclear submarines. You will export Stalin.
There's no one on the grassy knoll. It's just a conspiracy
but
theory.
An umbrella. There was no
listen,
one on the grassy
listen,
knoll. It was
Jack,
General Hammond
listen,
with the brisket.
Listen to me.
It was General
no
Hammond with the umbrella brisket.
He opened his seat umbrella and it deployed a tactical brisket.
just don't do this. No one do this. But an image of JFK shot as a general Hammond in the background going, no.
No, they are generated just like the regular photo and just like hide on his
don't do that, but that would be hilarious.
Okay, there's your episode.
Be like, why was he here?
Literally, just the real photo, and just cut out General Hammond for one scene of Stargate, and just put him behind it. Fine. That's my fault, guys. Sorry.
Honestly, the funny part of this was that in the first place, I wasn't actually trying to make a JFK joke. I just used grassy knoll as an actual descriptor.
collapsed. My jaw hurts from laughing.
What are you trying to make?
No.
Oh!
I mean, that's probably why it's in my head.
I've not heard that used as a descriptor.
It was not intentional.
Like, ever. I've only ever heard it used specifically for
wait,
one thing.
Wait, this is a video game? JFK
wait, what?
Assassination Reloaded? JFK Reloaded is a video game.
Does Reloaded imply that it's a remake?
The player controlling Lee Harvey Oswald is tasked with recreating the
also,
three shots fired.
Also,
you were joking. You were joking about how inappropriate that would be to make that image. Call of Duty Black Ops 1 did that.
I was kidding. I was.
They literally took the JFK photo and put Mason.
Hold on, here we are. I have a picture from the game.
Well, if Call of Duty did it.
It's literally a game where you assassinate JFK and gets points for getting the shots as close to real as possible.
God, that fucking JFK car is the most fucked thing ever. It has, like, rotted the brain of conspiracy theorists forever just because it's a really weird car. The seats are just a... It's not a magic bullet. The seats are just at different heights.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, yep. I am a guy who likes how cool guns look sometimes, right? This means on YouTube, I start getting recommended fucking insane videos. I get recommended the video of some dude testing out...
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have the strange fucking open-top car that has the seats at different heights?
From the correct angle and going, oh yeah, you see, this wouldn't actually work because the bullet didn't go in this direction.
No.
Yeah, you know why it's weird like that? Is because they wanted to have the president be tall and important and have him sit a bit higher than everyone else because he's the president?
Plank wood out in a forest. Yeah. But that's not what happened. And he also
he was killed. Yeah, John Lennon was killed, of course, by the fake.
This guy's content just to laugh.
Paul McCartney. No, he was killed by the fake Paul McCartney because he was going to reveal the truth about the real Paul McCartney's death.
I mean, the thing you need to remember is that fucking Bone,
the fake CIA.
I've just spotted a fucking General Hammond action figure.
Yes, we need it. We need it for one reason and one reason only. If we ever get successful enough to do a live show, we need it sitting at the table. We need it as a table prop.
We need to.
And of course, the Texas state flag.
Apparently, they never made a Hammond one.
We need it sitting at the table for a minute.
I don't know. I'm reading the article.
Oh no!
Yeah. Yeah, they did everyone else except Hammond.
No! My boy! All of the children everywhere wanted to play with the General Hammond action figure!
We'll make one out of
play. I
want to
play with my General Hammond doll I can play with my sibling.
Play.
We can make up fun little Stargate scenarios with our little toy, and I can be the one that plays at Hammond and tells them no all the time. No, you can't do that. Why is Hammond Irish now?
Literally, your sibling says, can I do this? And
okay, Ryan has
job.
Now like, reignited the troubles in Northern Ireland.
I need a horn of Highland Jack.
What's your charms?
We're all about to be executed by the IRA now, and we deserve it.
No, I'll lose here, laddie. Okay, hang on. I can do a bad posh English accent. Hang on.
You can't even do an English accent. It's really funny. Oh, hello there. I'm English.
Well, English quotation marks.
There we go.
No,
I can't.
Charles.
No, I can't do an English accent. See, this is
no. Unfortunately, that's not quite right because I can understand you too much.
Hello, my name is Charles, and I'm here to rule you. Do you like my sausage fingers?
I think I've told this story before, but it's still very funny every time I remember it. Is that my brother's fiance is American, and they did like one of those Buckingham Palace tours while the Queen was still alive. But like they had like an audio guide that was narrated by then Prince Charles. And when she heard the voice, she said to my brother, "I didn't think he really spoke like that. I thought people were just making fun of him."
We have an episode to finish.
Yeah,
well, I'm working on General Hammond.
Could you imagine if they didn't? If they did a Stargate crossover, but it was.
Can I get a Lego Hammond figure?
And we've added the Stargate character of that one homeless guy, of the one homeless guy, the old man.
Oh yes, Daniel's best friend. I'm grateful for sheltering my wife, Frotak.
You could also play as Jake Charles.
We Kratos from God of War, so we got Frotak instead.
Can I play as Teal'c? No, we couldn't get the rights. Also, viewers, listeners.
No,
viewers,
why don't you play a real? Why don't you play
this?
A real video game like Vampire Survivors Among Us? I'm so fucking mad that's a thing.
Area.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fuck it could possibly entail. Oh, but they did announce that there would be a Among Us themed update to Vampire Survivors.
It's like an Among Us enemy.
It's a dead game. Who the fuck still plays it? No one plays
it.
Oh, fuck's sake. I met my boyfriend because of Among Us.
We played it the other day, yeah. I don't think Among Us did anything specifically for me other than just annoy me. I played it.
No, do not do that, because Epic is not paying us
to
say that.
In all seriousness, listeners, this is a drastic and very important message to you all. Play Fortnite.
Tim Apple!
I know you've got... Timmy boy, I know you have a lot of money to just spam on random
Epic,
shit for no reason.
Yeah, come, Tim? Timmy?
I'm random shit,
man.
Yes.
Do we have to make like a shitty asset flip game and be like, can you pay us $10 million to put it on Game Pass?
I'm random
to put it on
shit.
Epic Games, please. We can do an Unreal asset flip.
As long as you use Unreal 5
to make it. All we need to do is like buy some Unreal Engine 5 art assets, buy a pre-made map, buy a pre-made, just find or buy a pre-made player controller and FPS module and pre-made enemies, slap them all together and be like, we've done it, we made a game.
Is that not how you make a game?
It can be how you make a game. It can be, technically.
There we are, I have photoshopped Hammond into the background.
Wonderful. So back to the grassy knoll.
Hold on, I'm putting it, you can see it. There, check the...
So, yeah, they're waiting. They see the guys have been captured, like, oh, fuck. And a boy Volgin calls out to them and says, come out of cover right now, we'll
Snake,
kill them.
Come for the showdown.
Jack decides has a big brain idea at this moment to try and stall for the troops that are the reinforcements that are definitely coming. He decides to go down there and pretend that he's a Gwald, which gets foiled immediately because he doesn't know Kree. The language.
I said Kree, motherfucker!
Which is so good. It's so good. Instantly foiled, it's incredible.
I said Kree!
This is like a complete reverse of the 1969 episode where Daniel responds in Russian to being asked if he's a spy. Yeah, situation fucked up because I can't speak the language. Christ,
that's too big a picture of a brisket.
So he's like, ah, I am now going to kill you. I am now.
Yes.
Yes, yes, you did. I'm going to kill you now, Jack. Oh, okay, kill me then. I can't. I have to stall this out long enough. Saved by who? This ship that's about to come to the Stargate now.
It does take just long enough for you to be saved.
What? Here comes one of the best bits of Stargate. You dial... Oh, god damn it.
Well, you... Okay, you might remember that I told you to put a pin in how many guys they actually got to side with them.
Dial S.
They got, like,
Stark.
Four guys, and one of them was Hammond. So the craft comes through, and then Braytac comes through with,
he
like, 10 guys. Where did they come from? You did not win that many people over.
No, he did not.
But yeah, So of course, what the craft does is it flies around and blows.
It does?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Doesn't blow
the towers go down.
The towers go down because Carter
shoots
them.
It's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it trust me, it's Hammond shooting the thing.
Well, I know, but he doesn't. Yeah, but like, most of it is just like, everyone goes, ah! Because of Hammond shooting stuff, but it's mostly the ground people that actually shoot anything.
I'm not gonna argue this, it's a TV show.
I mean, I guess it worked as a distraction.
Yeah,
so. Plan worked still, anyway.
Look,
I guess
having
still
a
worked.
Good time, you know.
Yeah, he's firing. He's firing the gun everywhere. He's going yeehaw, literally, and getting a 100% miss rate.
I was like, "Where's
everything.
My AC-130?" Single person.
Yeah. The scoreboard opens at the end. Hammond has zero kills and has an accuracy of 0%. It's a perfect zero. Yeah. Hey, that's technically a positive KD if
his
you think
KD
about it.
Is like his KD is zero.
That's a nice round zero.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
Like,
I mean,
yeah,
they were all going, thanks, cool Hammond of Texas. You're so cool and sexy.
Hammond
oh my
Texas,
god.
You're awesome.
The best
yeah,
of the
basically,
episode
like, everyone else surrenders and, like, oh shit.
I mean, playing
that was just too hard.
Hammond of Texas is the fucking
it was pretty good, actually.
The clip show was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the clip show wasn't too bad because unlike the first clip show, it's a little bit spaced out bits, and also I could just fast forward through all of the clips. So it's just like,
Fast forward to the clips. Okay, now there's actually more episode. Now just, but like, unlike the original clip show episode where it's just them all sitting at the table with Tony Blair, that's the whole episode. So, what does this episode have to say about the military?
Never leave a man behind until it's convenient or you can get promoted.
Yeah, again, we've realized that our theory of Hammond,
Hammond
was wrong.
Has, like...
And it was a much wider... It was a much wider shared coin that everyone but SG-1 has.
I mean...
They
except
all
Hammond
have
has,
the
like,
coin.
A special coin that has Texan on it.
Yeah. No, again, it's what happens, like you said, it's what happens when it rolls on its side. Yeah, it's really awkward when everyone's coin rolls on the side and they all become Texan.
I mean, we all know what happened then.
Yeah, some really uncomfortable politics arise on Cheyenne Mountain. So,
yeah, I don't think it has anything. Does that have anything to say about the military and imperialism apart from that? No. Ooh.
No. What we do have to say, though, is that this is the end of a season again.
Season two is over. Thank you.
It is. We did briefly talk about this on the last bit, but no. Ryan was not there. So, Ryan, we should get your input on what do you want to do for like the little off for like the little bonusy little off season bit that we do between seasons.
Last season we did bonus length episode. Obviously, last season we did our bonus length episodes for free. Like when we're talking about movies.
Well, we still had a regular paid bonus. We just had like. We just had in place of regular episodes with bonus style episodes. We could do that again. We could do unit, yeah, that thing.
It depends. Like, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna hit everyone here, right? With a complete wild card.
I don't know.
Bonus movie month. Asterisk. All of them, which fits in with what you're going to choose already, Hope. All of them, is my stipulation for this suggestion, are going to be movies that are not in English.
The movie I picked was in English.
Oh, I thought you were doing Ava.
That's
like
the next mainstream bonus, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And also, my pick isn't for 2 months. So.
Bonus.
No, we just had my pick with Sherlock, remember?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Oh, fuck, yeah, we just... Wait, oh, fuck, it's mine. Wait, is it my pick?
It's... Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. I just fucked you right. No, it's Ryan's pick next year. I forgot about that.
Is there a Yakuza movie?
Yeah. What? Fuck. Yeah, you already said you would do the Yakuza movie.
No,
that works.
Okay,
yeah, there is. Yeah, it's a direct adaptation of the first game as a movie. Cool. What about my idea of the...
Foreign language films, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a
it's
Yakuza
my
movie.
Excuse. It's my excuse. I want to do more. I want to do more cinema
that's
from other
fair.
Countries.
I could go with that one. The one thing I wanted, I think my... I mean, the thing is, if we did that, I would just make you watch Versus, Ultimate Versus, and then we would just be sitting there for 2 hours talking about how fucking sick it is. But also that nothing happens because it's just 2.5 hours of fighting in the forest with karate and gun-fu versus zombies and stupid shit. I love that movie. We can take this to chat, I think.
I'm gonna make you all watch. I'm gonna make you all watch. Harakiri. It's like 4 hours long.
You can watch, honey.
Okay, all right. I will not pick that movie.
Yeah, we can take this to chat now. Listeners, you've heard too much behind the curtains. You can fuck off now. This isn't for you. Get out of here. Why are you eavesdropping on us, you pervert?
Bye.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
What?
And there we have it. Stargate Oversight Season 2 has wrapped. Thank you to every listener and all our guests who have been with us all along the way. It's genuinely, we really do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But this isn't it. Obviously, we're going into the off-season. Ding, 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 ding. And coming in the off-season, welcome to Japanese Language Month. That's right, we're doing 4 films, mostly in Japanese. It'll be January when it's all coming out. So we are doing, let me get the list. Sorry, I've never organized this shit. We are doing Lupin the Third Live Action Edition. We are doing Tampopo, the ramen western, and Ryan is subjecting us to the Yakuza live action movie, which will be a bonus episode, and we are probably going to be doing Seventh Samurai, I think is the one he really wants us to do. But yes, look forward to that coming soon. And as always, don't forget to check out our Patreon, where you can get yourself some reasonably priced bonus episodes and extended cuts. See you in the new year. Goodbye.